Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 290. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Got a bunch of apps to bring to you guys today. We already did our games show on Wednesday, so we're going to be doing just all else show today. So if you want to hear about some cool apps, I think Eric said he has some killer ones to bring this week. Maybe not. Listen to the rest of this show. Quick announcement before we get into the show here. We have about 10 days left as of the recording of this show to buy t-shirts. If we don't make our target of 100, no shirts get shipped. So we really need your help with this, guys. Go to teespring.com/AAA t-shirt. That's teespring.com/AAA t-shirt. I'm also going to put a link at podnuts.com/AAA t-shirt in case people forget that what the URL is. So let's make this target. We can do it. It'll be great for Christmas. These are high quality t-shirts, hoodies, and women's shirts. So head on over there. And they're only $8.81 for a t-shirt. Can't beat that deal. All right, on with the show. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get started. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com, weighing in at...
Let's go skip that part.
How's it going, man?
Big Steve, how you doing?
Good.
Very good.
I'm fine.
How are you? Before we get started, I'm going to again, two shows in a row, mention Jeff Halish and thank him for bringing back to life My Hard Drive Died with Scott Moulton. He's now, I think, two or maybe three episodes back to that. I can listen to Scott.
Damn, he's molten hot.
Exactly. I can listen to him and Scott endlessly. The Pod Nuts show, weekly show, call-in show, is, in my humble opinion, the friggin' nominal. I firmly believe those download numbers are going to skyrocket because that's among the best content. And he's had some new people on Podnuts Daily who I find genuinely really interesting and at the same time informative. So he's kicking butt left and right.
That's so cool. He's getting live call-iners on the call-in show?
He's getting, it seems like, one or two every week. I'm just going to say this. I'm really happy Jeff's on my side. Because he's a beast.
Yeah, man. Good. Awesome. And also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric? Oh, did we lose him?
He's
lost Eric.
He is.
Unless he's really good at being still.
No, he's Elsalad. He's frozen.
Elsalad? Is that a frozen?
It's a horrible movie that Mark Cockrell has had to watch 300 times.
Man, I made a Frozen joke earlier today and I never saw the movie, and then you made two that I missed because I totally didn't see the movie.
You don't want to.
So
I'm turning
really I, no look seriously I heard I actually heard it was pretty good.
It is might it? Be but it's one of those movies. This is what I hate about all Disney movies now. If you have any common sense at all, 15 minutes into the movie you say to yourself, no, that's not what should have happened right there. This movie should be ending in 2 minutes, but no, they do something very stupid and very unbelievably bad that just, now it's an hour and a half long movie. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They do one thing that stretches
that just out? Is wrong, where, you know, this character would not have done that. No way.
Now you got me curious to see it.
Yeah. It's like Nemo and the kid would not have went that far. Away from the boat. The kid had a very unbelievably sheltered life. He isn't just going to wake up one day and decide, I'm going to go swim out to this boat. No, he's going to be petrified, terrified. But then, of course, it's not an hour and a half long movie.
I see. That makes sense. I get what you're laying down. Mm-hmm. All right, man, why don't you go first today?
Okay, I do say I have plenty of applications in my tank. First one I'm going to bring out here was Josh Knucklehead Tech. His son has been playing this game, and I tried to play it a little bit, and I almost cannot comprehend it. It's called End Game Singularity 2. This is almost like one of those virus infestation games taking over the world, but instead of it being a virus, it's computer AI. So you have to start the game, and you have to take over as many resources as possible quietly before you're discovered. And then when you're discovered, it basically becomes an all-out blitz of taking control of the world.
What's with the weird graphics?
That's it. It's almost like War Games-esque in its hacking and cracking kind of stuff you have to do. It's not the kind of game you just sit down and you just play. You literally have to play the game, learn the terms, develop a strategy, and then move forward.
It looks like a lot of reading.
I noticed that too, Steve. I'll say this. An interesting game. I just don't have the time to devote into going full throttle on it, but it definitely seems like a fun game.
I see. Eric just voxed. He has a blue screen of death, so I'm sure he's rebooting.
Well, he'll have that on that other OS from northwestern region of the United States.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, what I have next is another game called Star Wars Galactic Defense. We've seen game properties, quote unquote, do blitzkriegs of games, just trying to take over entire markets. Star Wars is now on literally like a 3 or 4 month just tirade of just releasing all kinds of games. This is a tower defense game. So if you like the idea of building up resources and trying to stop a line of people from making it through, or planning your strategy for that line to make it through, this is your kind of game. I am not a tower defense guy at all. I did load it. I did play it for a couple minutes. I'm going to guess this is a average to maybe a slightly above average tower defense type game. But if you like Star Wars, then you really might love it.
It looks cool. Yeah. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but
yeah. Yeah. And now, okay, that was called Star Wars Galactic Defense. Now this app, Steve, I purposely wanted to bring because I want to get your knee-jerk reaction to it. And then I was going to ask you literally if you could load the game and just, or load the app and then just go through it and tell me your afterthoughts maybe next week. This is called Premier. Premier, yeah.
Oh, this isn't a game? Is this a game?
No, this is not a game. This is from Google Learn is the developer name.
Primer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Primer Marketing for Startups.
Huh.
Yeah. The only way I can really put this is the kind of app you should load before you know you need it is the best way I can put it. As soon as you launch the app, you get a selection of, do you want to know more? Do you want to be primed on content marketing, PR and media, or search advertising? And then you pick one. And then you're basically put through a very dynamic and interactive presentation, if you will, where there's questions once in a while. And it basically tries to educate you on what their belief is on content marketing, PR, search engine marketing.
Wow. That's a pretty cool idea.
The idea, I think, is good. The presentation, I think, is very high, very above average. I'm not sure though about the content itself. It seems everything I looked at, most of it seemed common sense to me. Not that I do it well.
Let me tell you something. I just built a website for somebody 2 days ago and today, and I told him it was live and I gave him the URL and everything. He saw the website. And then today he called me. He was like, how do I get to my website again? I'm like, it's blahblahblah.com. Do I need Facebook? I'm like, no, you don't need Facebook. I said, you could put it on Facebook if you want to promote it. He's like, oh, I'll just wait for it to come on Google then. I'm like, no, you could just, he's like, because I want people to see it. I go, you could just give them blahblahblah.com. They could go to it. He didn't understand how to go to his own website. So this might seem commonsensical to you, but I'm sure a lot of people are going to get a lot out of this.
Well, and I say that, and what I really mean is when I read it in front of me, it seems commonsensical, even though it might not be the things that I even think of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like while you're looking at a duck, you can describe a lot of different features about a duck versus if I just ask you right now to describe a duck, you're only going to be able to tell me a couple things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not good at seeing the forest for the trees kind of thing. And that's why I was going to ask you if you could just take a peek at it and give me your afterthought, if you will.
All right. I will.
Okay. This app, we got an email about that we're going to read next week, but I literally could not help myself. I have to mention this app. Okay. Okay. Long story short, Steve, I suffer from ADHD and some OCD. Listening to podcasts sped up has fed, has nurtured, has developed my ADHD to a whole nother level to where I basically now cannot listen to most people talk at normal speed. I literally just want to shake them. I can't do it. I just can't listen to them. My podcast listening has went up a lot. I've now listened to a lot of podcasts. I also cut off a lot of podcasts and said, you're garbage. Your audio quality sucks. I don't like your morals or ethics. I'm done listening to you. So I've gotten rid of a lot of podcasts.
Nah, you don't have to tell me. You got rid of a bunch.
I got rid of a whole bunch. And I needed something to fill that gap because there's no worse feeling in the world than looking down at my podcatcher and it's saying, oh, you're all caught up. No, 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 no. That's like finding the end of the internet. Okay. That's not an acceptable resolution. Lord D. Matthew Williams found this app. And as soon as he found this app, I said, okay, this is good. He said, but there's also a paid model. I said, okay, what's the paid model? He said, it costs $3 a month. I said, here's $30. Bang on this app. Tell me every thought you have about this app. Abuse this app. Come back in 5 months when you're done and tell me your final belief on this app. Because I believe this is the app that now is going to be installed on my phone forever. It's called SoundGecko.
Okay.
What I could do in the past, because I'm not a reader.
Wait a minute. You did this. You gave him this 5 months ago?
No, I gave him this a couple days ago. And he's going to send, and he already sent his initial email in, but he's going to wait and do a full review of it later. Okay. Here's the bottom line. I would see email. I would see links to blogs and postings and articles on the internet that are paragraphs and paragraphs long. Me, don't read. So what I used to be able to do was to load up Dolphin, hit share, share with Pocket, load the article, go to the top menu, go down and hit TTS, which means text to speech. And then it would speak the article to me. And it didn't speak the header. It didn't speak the footer. It didn't speak the side panels. It didn't speak the ads. It just spoke the content. But it was literally an on-demand process. And I did not really like that. And if I pivoted my screen, rotate my screen, it would stop.
Yeah.
This takes it and pushes it on another level. With SoundGecko, I can basically just push feeds to it. When it's done, I can then download MP3 files of web pages. And then I can put them in my podcasting client, whether it's Podcast Addict, whether it's Dog Catcher, whether it's almost any full-featured podcasting client, you can set up a thing called virtual feeds or directory feeds, where basically you just dump files in a folder into the podcasting client. It looks like a feed. So now I have a feed in Podcast Addict that is nothing more than downloaded audio text-to-speech of web
pages. Damn. And how does it work? Good?
It's definitely a robot voice. But it, to me, it's a very acceptable robot voice. It isn't instantaneous. Some pages take literally like 3 or 5 minutes. I also believe he said you can email PDFs. So you can send this service a PDF file and it will do a text to speech on as well. And it will allow you to do one of three things. Use their player on their website via their application. Have you access their website as a feed or allow you to download the MP3 files? $3 a month is plenty affordable in my opinion for what is in the end near endless podcast of curated content that I picked out.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Well, Eric's back with us finally. Glad to see you there, Eric.
I'm glad to be back. I don't know what happened there.
It was major.
But Windows is checking on the problem for me, so I'm sure I'll know an answer soon.
Yeah, sure you will.
Make sure to send them a report on the crash.
Yeah, it didn't offer that option. I would have definitely sent them more data to analyze, but didn't. Yeah.
Jeez.
Gotcha.
Well, this looks very awesome, Dor.
Well, so, and that's what I really do ask people. You can do a certain amount free each month. Everyone who does download SoundGecko, install it, play with it, let me know what you think. Either hit me off on Google Plus.
Dor will send you $30.
No, I'm not. Hit me off on Twitter, email, whatever, and just tell me your thoughts of it. So far, I've only been using it for 3 days. It exceeds my expectations and just works. I like it a lot.
Awesome.
Okay, two more quickies. GNU Cash. Everyone who's ever tried to find software to help you manage your money has seen GNU Cash. I'll just say that. This is now a true Android client from the same people that do the desktop client. Interchangeable files. So you can basically take the file back and forth from desktop to Android, Android to desktop, and it works seamlessly. Money management solution like QuickBooks, I want to say.
QuickBooks is for business. Quicken is personal.
Then I would say Quicken. And what I mean by that, this is like the Drupal versus WordPress. This is more Drupal. This is you load it, then you have to select your layout. You have to select your field. You have to select how you're going to manage your money. There's not a lot of hand-holding.
I hear you. Does this get actually like, what's the word? Like log into your bank account and get all that information?
No. This is a disconnected money account. Bank account management system. So you manage your funds and then it expects you to go to your bank, look at your current balance, you know, balance your own checkbooks, go to your own money market account, go to your PayPal. This expects you to do all of the managing yourself. For certain people, I think this is a good solution. This is not for everyone. This is for someone who likes heavy micro managing of how everything's done.
Gotcha.
This next app I'm going to throw out there, another quickie. I just found it. Haven't really tried it yet. I can never remember the guy's name on Google Plus. Really, really nice guy. Family guy around my age. Always shares good links. He shared this link called Workflowy. Workflowy. It's kind of like a to-do application. He ranted and raved about how this is the kind of interface where you don't need to think and you can just do the one-line note or you can do multi-tabbed bulleted notes kind of thing. And sweet. He just loves it.
Wow, it looks awesome. I love apps that strive for just like stop thinking. You don't have to like figure out, go no 20 mouse clicks or presses and just like get your thoughts out.
Right. As soon as you load the app, you have to either create an account or log in. Everything is stored on a web interface that he said is just as simple. And I'm starting to like the idea of enter once, access anywhere. That's the real reason why I bookmarked this and installed it to play with it. Cause I like the idea of I can enter it on any system and access it on any system. So that's a plus.
Yeah. I'm starting to like that too.
And I do believe there is a paid model for this. I'm not going to act like I looked into it, but it could not have been much is what I'll say.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Super cool. Wait. Fantastic. Go. Deluxe. Great.
I'm speechless, Steve.
Nice app store.
Thanks, sir.
Is that all you got?
I can bring one or two more, but you know.
I shouldn't have phrased it like that. I meant like, is that it?
That's all for this evening.
Go ahead, dude. You can bring more if you want.
No, I'm good.
Oh, dude. I feel like such a dick now.
That's enough of him anyway.
All right, Eric, what do you got?
Got to save some for next week. You never know what could happen. You could have a snowstorm in Maryland, and then he wouldn't be able to get to his phone. Battery wouldn't charge up, and he's going to want to have those apps from this week to use.
Definitely.
Okay, my first app, I want to say, I got to remember which one I put in there. So my first app is called Tidal, T-I-D-A-L. I was kind of psyched about this app because I really like different music apps. This one has its niche for offering higher quality bitrate music than all the rest of them. And at first I'm like psyched. I'm like, yes, I would like to try that because I can, I wouldn't consider myself an audiophile, but I can tell the difference between Pandora and Slacker's quality as far as the sound comes out. I find songs as pretty good and Slacker, but Pandora is always seems a little not as nice.
Yeah.
So I went to try it out for free. For I think they have like a 7-day trial. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you have to enter a credit card.
Yep.
You can't just try it. And that stopped me dead in my tracks. And I never got any farther. If you are okay with that and you want higher quality bitrate music.
Did we lose him again, Dor?
I believe so, sir.
Oh, man.
Really?
Must be that Tidal high, that lossless stuff just eating up his stream.
All right, he's back. We lost you there for a couple seconds, Eric.
Boy, I don't know what is going on tonight, man. So I guess if people are interested in higher bitrate and they're okay with putting in their credit card information, this would be for them.
Now, how much does it cost?
Well, I was only going to do the free trial. I don't remember how much it even was.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
It doesn't say it in the review in the description.
It doesn't
even
say in the description. That's super shady.
Yeah.
No price. Well, you got to put your credit card in.
I'll take a look at it now. I will say, I despise the idea of joining something, having to give them delicate information, I'm going to say, and then you have to remember, oh, wait. I wanted to cancel this.
Right.
To me, it's like they're really hoping that you forget, dare I say.
And you know how many people forget? Probably more than half.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Live 365 did.
And I will say, I go to the website. I see login, I see menu, I see home, try now, redeem voucher, open web player, download, behind the music, lossless explains, explore title, back, terms and condition, privacy policy, and contact title. No place is it obvious. Here's what your fees are going to be. That is another thing that I don't like. Now, it does say in their FAQ, why am I being charged $2 for a free trial? Oh, and basically,
I suppose they do that.
They're doing a reservation. No. The consumer, call that a charge. You can call it a reservation. We call it a charge.
Weird.
I don't like that.
Not cool.
No, but I love the idea of the audio files getting lossless audio. I don't care, but I'm sure audiophiles love it.
Wonder where they're getting it from.
I think when you listen to music on headphones, sometimes you do crave a little better quality, you know, because it's right in your face. It's not like it's across the room pounding out of a speaker or something.
Yeah.
You can tell.
I know, man. I know. And for me, the line is like 64 kilobits per second. Any less than that, it's like AM radio style.
Yeah.
Cool, dude.
What else you got? Tidal, T-I-D-A-L. For some reason, they're all caps. They're yelling at you. They're screaming at you, give me your debit card number. Next app is called Facer. This is going to be kind of a niche app. This is basically an app only for Android Wear and devices that you wear on your wrist. And basically, this is a nice place where you can... one, design your own face for your watch, or they have featured ones, but it makes it a really easy way to find and install different watch faces for your Android Wear device.
Wow. Aren't they smart, like jumping on this early on in the game?
Yeah, and there's a lot of them out there now. This is probably the one at the at this time. They've also, there's another website that's also, I'm going to bring this out there too. It's called facerepo.com. It's like a repository of faces for your watch. You basically go to that website, you select if your watch is round or square, And then you can, there's lots of different types of watch faces that you can download from that,
wow,
from that website where people are sharing what they've made.
Neat. This is a whole new market. These watches are here to stay, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool, man. I like it. Facer. Great name, too.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool, a little emblem, too.
Yeah, I like that dude. Is he like the Fandroid guy? Is that who makes this?
I don't know. Jeremy Steckling makes it.
Okay. I was looking at the logo in the screenshot.
Sorry. I think he's just sucking up to Fandroid for clicks, maybe. But, you know.
You mean Jeremy Steckling?
Yeah.
Steckling?
Yeah, and that's okay. Do what you got to do, Jeremy. Rock on.
Smart move.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got one more, and this one's for you, Steve Cherubino.
Bring it.
Okay. Consider it brought. This is called Cat Simulator. Now, I think, was it Door? Somebody brought Goat Simulator a couple weeks back. This is similar to that. The physics in the game are, I think, intentionally left to humor, to be humorously not perfect.
What is the link didn't work. What's the developer name?
Swift Apps.
Okay, got it.
There's a free, I think what happened is, yeah, anyway. There's a free one and a paid one in the Play Store. Today only, for those watching live, you can get the paid one for free on Amazon.
He just knocks everything over.
Yeah, that's, and you get points for knocking things over. There seems to be a lot of books. I've only been playing it for a little while, so I don't know if there's another level, but the first level I'm in, there seems to be a lot of bookshelves with lots of books. So that's an easy target.
This is so funny, man. I love this.
Cruise right, left, up, down, and walk around anywhere you want. There's some people in your house. There's a dog. And just knock stuff off and break things. Knock stuff off the counter, the desk, the armoire, whatever, anywhere you can find stuff to break.
Oh, I love it. It's funny to watch. He's just like effing stuff up.
I just got it today, so I didn't get to play with it a whole lot because it was today's free app of the day, but I think I could spend some time just breaking stuff.
Yeah, it probably feels good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting? The having the viewpoint of a cat and just seeing the humans, it makes them seem really, really big, you know?
Yeah, and they really don't have a lot to do with anything. I think that's kind of like a regular cat. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, the humans are just there. It's kind of, they're just like a TV's on a you know, on an entertainment center. A human's on a chair.
That's right. That's right. Damn, this really makes me think about my cats in a new perspective. Awesome, dude. I love it. Best app of the day.
All right. Wow. Save the best for last. That is my last one.
All right, cool. Dor, we got some time if you want to bring those other ones.
I've already re-tagged them and closed those tabs.
All right.
Hey, I want to give a little update since we have a little bit of time on this Note 4. Hmm. So last week, I was feeling pretty good about it. I did find a couple flaws, you know, but when I first got it, I thought it was a break-in period or something that was going on. I had some random reboots out of nowhere. The battery life was kind of crappy right off the bat, but got really improved shortly after that. I would have to say the battery life is still phenomenal with it, but I've been having a random reboot at least once a day. And it could be my electrical discharge. I think Cherubino was talking about that earlier before the show, that maybe it's just me and my static presence. And maybe that's what affected my home computer a little bit ago, too, that, you know, maybe it is just me. But I'm thinking I need to get rid of this. And I had the same thing with my S3 at the beginning. I ended up, I think, going through four of those before I got a really, really good one. Yeah. So I think I've got my 15 days at US Cellular. I don't know exactly if they would swap me out of this one now. I have not, like Dor suggested, a reboot. I have not done that. Just because the reason I don't do a reboot as it's not rooted, I don't have the right apps installed on here to do my backup and restore of things.
You mean a reset, not a reboot?
Reset.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have a backup really of that proportion that I'm used to. I don't have. It just seems weird to do it already, but I will give that a try tonight. I think I hate to redo it on any day except for a Thursday night because I start installing apps and getting ready for the next show. I don't want to, you know, reset it back to factory and lose all those apps that I've got ready for the show.
Right, so if
I was going to do it, tonight would be a smart way to go.
Well, I'll say this, Eric. Every time I get a device, open up the box, power it up, you know, I charge it, I power it up, I log in. First thing I do is I factory reset the device. Literally, even though it's a brand new device, I first check for OTA updates and then I factory reset the device. I want it to be as fresh and new of an installed OS as completely possible.
Okay. I'm definitely going to do that tonight then.
Yeah. It sounds like a good first action to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's like when you first get your computer, you know, maybe it got bumped a little bit. Maybe it actually was first booted and then reset somehow. So reinstall that OS.
Good call. That's a good call. It's a shame that's happening to your sweet new phone, though.
And I got to say, I've been using the S Pen more. I actually used it last night or this morning or something to illustrate where my house was on a Google map. And I got to draw right on the screenshot. And that was kind of fun.
Really?
Yeah, it's such a fine point with this one that you can really do a lot of manipulating to a picture or a screenshot.
Huh. Well, we lost Dora now, but I got to admit, man, I love my Nexus 5, but I got an itch to get something new just for the sake of I want something newer. But I'm torn between my love of the phone and actually getting something newer. So I'll ask both of you, if I was going to get a new phone, I just checking briefly some of them out there. What's this LG, the Curve, the Flex? Is that a piece of junk or how is that? Gimmicky?
I'll say it's a little junky, a little gimmicky, it's a little old.
What would you guys get from T-Mobile? I can't get that plus one. But what do you think is good for a new phone for me? And it could be as big. I don't care about size
Nexus
anymore.
Nexus 6, done.
Yeah, Nexus 6.
Yeah?
If you love your Nexus 5, you're dead on. That definitely go with Nexus 6.
I really don't love the Nexus 5 because of the OS. I love it because of the form factor and the rubbery back and the size. It's perfect in the hand. It just feels really, really good. Well, so,
and I'll say, here's one of my core beliefs. You know how, Steve, I ranted many times about this on Lunch for the Rest of Us. I hate the fact when someone says to me, what's the best? Because there's a lot of little personal questions that really should be followed up with this. What I really do encourage you to do is go into T-Mobile, physically touch as many phones as possible. And then immediately when you get home, go to the website, see if there are phones listed on the website that they didn't have in the store. The LG Flex, it's almost a year old by now. The only gimmick is, remember the Galaxy Nexus had a slight curve to the form factor.
Yeah.
It made the screen unbelievably expensive. And I'm going to guess that LG Flex is unbelievably expensive. The gimmick with the Flex is on the back, it's some kind of next generation alien technology, self-healing thing where if you scratch it, it will literally like disappear over time.
I see. Neat. Okay. Nexus 6 though is looking good.
Hardware wise, among the best. The one device I encourage people never look past now the Motorola flagship phones like the Moto X. Let me tell you something, that Moto Assist and the extra little pieces of software they put in, they're the antithesis of bloatware. They're some of the best pieces of software I've ever experienced on a phone, and they come from the factory, which is unbelievably uncommon these days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can tell you, if I did not have my OnePlus One, I probably wouldn't get a Nexus 6. I would probably get a Moto X 2014.
Really?
The Moto X looks really cool. The LG G3 that Dirty Thumbs just got looks really nice. I'm not sure if that's on T-Mobile. The thing I don't know about you and the Nexus 6, though, the Nexus 6 physically is larger than this Note 4.
Really?
I worry about you and that big of a that big of a device.
You should.
Especially
you
how
should.
Much you like that.
I'll probably regret it, but I'm itching, so I'm on the lookout now.
I don't think
any other things you want to report on with your Note 4?
I don't think I can go back to a smaller one. Another weird thing happened the other day. My phone icon was missing. It still said phone. I could still hit where the phone icon used to be and pull up the phone. But on my home screen and in my app drawer, the icon itself was just gone.
Wow.
Until I rebooted. That was kind of weird.
That's shady. So, factory reset sounds pretty darn good.
Yeah. The only thing is I just hope that I can recreate the problems within 2 days if I do a factory reset, because I'm getting bumping up against that time limit for this exchange thing.
I think you can. I think you have it in you.
Yeah.
All right. Good show, boys. We're going to be ending off. Thor, did you want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
I want to thank everyone who has gone to podnuts.com/Amazon. And I honestly, I don't say it's a lot. This is the time of the year where I would literally ask you if you can please try to remember to go to that link. It's a link that sets a cookie that lasts for 30 days. So if you go now up through Thanksgiving, when you do your holiday purchases through Amazon, they will contribute to the Podnuts affiliate account at no extra cost to you. Everyone who does do that, I thank you greatly.
Yeah. Whoever's doing that, you guys are rocking it. Keep it up. Seriously. It's so good. Eric, anything you want to say?
I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank people for reaching out to us and some of the great donations we've had. I get to keep this LG G watch on my wrist because one of our greatest fans sent us another one, and that we're sending to the winner. So that I really like that. And also check out the t-shirts, great holiday gifts. But thanks for, the AA Club. Join that. Join the podnuts.com/AAA Club so you can get in on some of these freebies we're giving away, like coffee mugs and things. And then joining the chat, watching the live show. A gentleman in the chat, I think he said his coffee mug arrived today in the mail. So that was cool.
Oh, cool. I got it.
Yeah.
Is Speed 20 in there?
Yep.
Is he Speed 20 today? Cool. Yeah, man. Glad you got it. You know, I meant to say, because I meant to email him after I sent it. There are some... it looks like it's you. Like there was some, I saw some water spots like on the inside of it. That's not, nobody ever drank out of that cup. Let me just put it that way. That's like from a splash. It was sitting near the sink, maybe got splashed, but that cup is brand new, never been drunk out of. So,
that's funny.
Just want to put a disclaimer in there. And, I'm going to be sending one out to Captain Zero too, cause he's in the chat room all the time and he's awesome. So, yeah, definitely join podnuts.com/AAA Club. There's all these perks along with the giveaways. I mean, it's just like, it's pretty much the gateway to everything we do. Everything we're going to be doing now is through that club. So just name an email address. We don't spam you. We just give you good stuff on a consistent basis. So check it out. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, streaming. Really hope you guys enjoyed the show. That's it for this week. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.